Hi, and welcome to episode 108 of the Gridiron Zero podcast. My name is Andre, and we're back, baby. I've got both of my co-hosts with me, Antoine and Oside. How are we doing, guys?
What up, guys?
You know, homeless. No, I'm not homeless. I'm just kidding.
Whoa. I'm kidding. Antoine, homeless? You gotta expand upon that.
I'm kidding.
His wife broke up with him, so now he's on the streets.
I'm not on the streets. I'm at home. I'm chilling right now. I'm just, yeah, just trying to get ready for this season.
How are your kids doing?
You know, kids.
They're being kids.
Kids will be kids. They just had their sports week break this past week. So that's probably why I look all beat up aside, because I had a whole week with my kids and
yeah. Oside has been making comments before our recording here that, oh, Antoine, you're looking like an old man. Antoine, you look old. Oh, with the beard?
Not old. Like, I told him, like, you look like you've seen better days.
Yeah. I look like a pair of old gym socks. Like, but my beard is all scraggly all over the place. My hair hasn't been cut in, like, a month. Yeah, man.
Okay, so let's discuss the title of the episode.
Want to give the people the agenda before we get into the title?
Okay, this took a long ass time to plan out this episode. See, I even wrote it on paper.
Yeah, besides being the most organized he's ever been,
academic weapon, an academic victim. Okay, so we are going to discuss our athletic sports bucket list. We're going to explain it later on in the episode. Life after football and sports we would like to try. Are you guys on board? And we're going to discuss the episode title.
Well, we're going to discuss the episode title first, because I need to get up to date on this story. So we're going to have story time first.
So should I explain what happened, Oside?
Let me explain.
Okay, I'm going to let the victim explain here.
Let the victim explain. I'm a very cute person. I've never been in a fight. Weird enough. So I got literally into a fight. Not, I didn't fight. I got into a fight.
Stupid.
So nobody gave me, like, as a player, I always knew, like, if somebody fights, jump in, like, you're protected, you got a helmet on. But as a general manager or a guy on the field, nobody told me, like, you cannot jump into fights anymore because you're not wearing pads or a helmet.
Jesus.
I saw two linemen fighting.
Yeah, so one of our offensive linemen got into it with one of our defensive linemen. Not going to name names here, but, you know, if you're a competitive team, you get heated during practice and fights break out. I honestly think it can be a good thing. It could be a booster for a team. But in this specific instance, Oside decided to get involved.
I went to, like, push them apart. I always do this, but
no, he didn't push them apart. He just stepped in between them.
Jesus, you stepped. You stepped in between them to try to break them up, and then you end up getting hit.
No, I got hit from behind. I don't know how he aimed. That kid had aimbot, a wall hack,
bro.
He punched me, like, behind the back in the eye, like, straight on.
Because it's 2024. Like, who actually knows how to fight?
Listen, it was a clean punch. Like, he popped my eye off.
I mean, Oside was walking. Oside came in next practice 2 days later with a totally black eye.
Jesus.
It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. Why y'all fighting, man? All that fighting now.
Got an eviction letter on his locker. No, I'm joking.
But what did your mom say when she saw it?
After half an hour of convincing her, no, I did not get my ass kicked. See, my mom wasn't the worst thing. The worst thing is I had what's the opposite of non-voluntary? Like, I have to be there.
Obligatory?
Yeah, I had an obligatory class in college the day after. So I went there. A lot of people looked at me weird.
See, no shit. If I'm you're walking around with a black eye when you've
I'm
never
not
done
that cute,
before.
So I get looks in school. Like, I look pretty average, so I don't get looks in school. But that day, boy, I got looks.
Everyone was looking at you at that point.
Oh, let me look at this photo.
Yeah, see this photo?
You should post a photo. We should post a oh, Jesus.
That's the day after. It got
yeah,
worse.
You look like an inmate. You look like yeah, you look like you got in a prison fight. You, yeah, look, you look very upset with yourself. Like, why is
we've got to post that photo so the listeners understand what we're talking
see,
about.
The issue with the thing is the fight was between a small guy and a big guy. Guess who punched me?
No, it wasn't a small guy against a big guy. It was
he's tall as me, and the other guy is a big dude.
It was like a tall guy who's not all that big versus a guy who's not tall but not that big, not for an lineman. Like,
okay. Who would you get scared of if you saw him in a dark alley more?
Jesus Christ, in a dark alley? Really?
Neither.
Okay, well, that answered that question. So, okay. Yeah, man.
I got punched by the smaller dude. Let's put it on that
way. No, yeah. The guy with the shorter arms, you got punched. Weight-wise, I'm not sure there's that much of a difference between these two guys.
Yeah.
One's taller than the other, but I'm not sure he weighs that much more, man.
You just gotta stay out of it. Mind your business. I always say, man, if you want to fight, because it just is what it is. Like, I'm not jumping in front of nothing. And then I'm going to laugh and make fun of the person who gets beat up.
His thing is, Andre came to me after play. He said, like, when you see linemen fight, don't go in between them. I'm like,
yeah,
thank you for the information now.
Yeah, you should know better. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, but like, even as like a coach or other bystander, and you think you're going to get involved, try to get people away from the fight, you should still, like, let them fight. Mm-hmm. But you need to look like you're doing something about it. So you, like, first you take 3 full seconds to react, then you start walking slowly over there. And once you get there, you don't go between them. You might try to pull one away, but you don't get in.
This rah-rah speech could have been useful a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, man.
I didn't think it was going to be needed, this conversation.
Yeah. The funniest thing, the practice after, like the day, like, yeah, after 2 days we had practice, another fight broke out. Nobody got to the fight. 3 people held me back so I don't get punched again.
Yeah, man. So y'all just fight.
I honestly don't remember that.
Really? It was a big fight.
Which
one? Oh, was it the running back and the skill position players?
I think the entire lineman.
Yeah. Us linemen arrived at the scene, but.
What are you fighting for at practice?
Listen, our practice are an UFC event.
Yeah, it sounds like Real Housewives.
So, I don't think our defense was ready for us going full go. And our running back absolutely trucked the shit out of one of our DBs.
Well, then that's what the fuck you get.
Yeah, I know. But then one of the DBs wanted to start to fight. So,
well, listen, if you're the person who just got ran over and you weren't prepared to get ran over, yeah, you're going to want to fight. Like, that's just, you know what I mean?
No. It wasn't him. It was another DB who wanted to start a fight with the running back.
Listen, yeah, man, because you got to stick up for your boy. Because, you know, listen. Everybody knows if you got that one friend who isn't going to say anything, who's just going to get ran over, and then you feel like responsible for that person, you're going to stick up for that person. But like, y'all shouldn't be fighting anyway. Y'all on the same team. And I have this thing, for me at practice, like, I'm never going to dog somebody out at practice, because what's the point? Like, it's your teammate. At the end of the day, it's your teammate. So, like,
Antoine, you're a receiver. You wouldn't understand.
What you mean I wouldn't understand? I'm a very confrontational person. Ask anybody. Ask about me in these streets. You'll find out. I'm a very confrontational person. But, like, for me, like, I always, like...
Right, with this homeless look, somebody would think you belong to
exactly. I do belong to the street. They always call me, man.
Okay, I think we've gone deep enough into fighting at practice. Osai, do you want to lead us into our first real topic of conversation?
Yeah, so Kihon supporters will be accepting bettings on fights during practice. So
yo, can we get
365?
Can we get this?
What do we have? Over under 0.5 per practice, or what are we thinking here?
Talking about betting, we had a project in school. We need like to create a sports product. Guess what my product is?
No.
That a betting site where you don't have to pay directly. You get a receipt at the end of the month.
Bro, that's that's the dumbest thing ever. Because you know how many people are gonna be like, "Yeah, I'm not paying that."
Then you get to jail.
You get to jail. How?
Like, see, you put a Klarna. You pay through Klarna, so money. Klarna have to fight with them.
Okay.
But you know how many homes will be wrecked?
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
It's not
terrible idea.
It's a smart business idea, but like ethically, not very good.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. Let's pop in. What's the topic?
Okay, your sports bucket list. For example, one of my sports all-time bucket list is to watch a Dortmund game against probably any team, but mainly by Munich.
Yeah, but
in Dortmund.
Yeah,
I want to be in the Elbe Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Sports dreams.
So I think everyone gets the idea of a bucket list, like things you really want to do. And do you have any sports related bucket list items?
For Antoine's sake, it's win more than 2 games in a season.
Bro. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Bro.
Sorry. I had to go.
Bro.
Dude, bro. Not cool.
Nah, it is
uncool.
Cool.
Seriously, uncool.
Nah, it's fine. No,
I have one. I actually have one.
Go ahead.
I would like to watch. This has happened a few times in recent years, but it may never happen again. You never know. But I would like to watch an NFC championship game in San Francisco when they're playing a home game in an NFC championship game. That would be a bucket list item for me, because I've heard that sort of like going to the Super Bowl, sure, probably really cool, but absurdly expensive. Mm-hmm. A third or half the fans won't have any connection to the teams playing. But when you get to these conference championship games, that's where the real atmosphere is supposed to be. So I think that's one for me, watching the 49ers at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara playing a home NFC championship game live, being in the stands there.
See, when you think of the salary cap, this is going to be pretty impossible for you for a couple of years now.
Nah, they have another 2 at bats at least.
Yeah, but I want to. Yeah, you know, the atmosphere at Arrowhead Stadium has to be ridiculous. Has to be crazy.
Who plays in Arrowhead? Is it
Kansas City Chiefs? Come on,
Chiefs. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's cold in the winter.
Though. Yeah, I know, but it's there. Here's the thing that's annoying me about the NFL. It's like people, I know they made like this big like joke about the NFL being scripted and all that stuff, and everybody's like, yeah, of course it's not scripted, but like it's starting to feel very scripted with the way Kansas City when it's giving me Tom Brady at New England vibes. And I
mean, if you compare it, it's ridiculously similar, because the Tom Brady led Patriots, they win the 2001 season,
mm-hmm.
then they don't win in 02, then they win back-to-back 03, 04.
Yeah.
Chiefs, they win in the 2019 season.
Yep.
Then there are 2 seasons where they don't win, and then they win 2 in a row again.
Yeah.
So it's like the only difference is one more year of not winning an actual Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I get it.
They get so much attention. Nobody likes it.
Yeah, I know. And it's just like, Patrick Mahomes sounds like Kermit the Frog. It's, when he talks, I just like shut. I'm like, just shut up, bro.
Don't make me open my mouth about Taylor Swift.
Oh,
No.
Yo,
why did you even say that?
On the football field.
I hate Taylor Swift.
I don't hate Taylor Swift, but I don't think she needs to be talked about. Taylor
Swift. And if you listen to this podcast and you're a Swiftie or whatever the hell her fans are called, I hate you too. Listen, I hate
Taylor Swift. No,
Antoine, top three songs of all time.
Antoine, you can't say that to anyone who listens to an artist. You don't know how many listeners we might have who like Taylor Swift.
We don't need them. All right, don't need them.
Let me
survive without those Swifties.
We need everyone we can.
Yeah, all right. Let me walk something back. Okay. I don't hate Taylor Swift. I just hate the consumer of her product, what we do to these people, like the pedestals we put them on. Like, and then she has this squeaky clean image, like, oh, she's America's sweetheart. And it's just like, ah, bro, like, you're 30 plus right now. You know what I mean? Like, like, we get it. Like, just make your music and just shut up. Like, shut up about it. Like,
are you the same age as her?
I may be, actually.
She might be older.
No, I think I'm not. I don't even care.
She aged very well.
I was about to look it up, and I'm just like, I don't care. I don't care.
No. Let's get back to the Chiefs then. I actually disagree with you guys. I think they're a likable team. And I'm saying that as someone who roots for the 49ers who just lost brutally in the Super Bowl. Like
twice.
Bro.
Yeah, fair enough. But
think about them in terms of when you look at the Chiefs and then look at the Tom Brady Patriots. You have Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, you have Gronkowski, and then you have Kelsey. And then you have, you know, you have your superstar receiver. Like, they had, like, at one point, Randy Moss played for the Patriots. They used the Chiefs used to have Tyreek Hill. Like, come on, like, you see, it's too many.
New England never had a good, like, their receivers were weird. Like,
they had drafting short white dudes. Randy Moss. What are you talking about? They had Randy Moss at one point. They had Ocho Cinco play for the Patriots for a season.
He wasn't good. He was washed out.
Didn't Terrell Owens play for the Patriots?
He was also washed out. The only good receivers they had were short white dudes.
Terrell Owens has never been washed out, first off. When was he washed out?
In Buffalo?
I don't even remember him in Buffalo. Okay, exactly. Touche. I'll give you that. We can't hear you, Andre.
We can't hear Andre the Giant. You need to leave the call and jump in again, maybe.
Yeah, we can't hear you, my man.
But we still can't hear you, even if you talk.
He's like trying to talk. Like, what? You guys? Yeah, no, we can't hear you.
We can't hear.
But yeah, so anyways, yeah. I mean, sports bucket list? No. I would say, for me, I'm going to use this opportunity to jump ahead. So my oldest son and my youngest son, they're doing this thing a lot now where they're, like, getting into sports. So, like, my oldest son, like, watches soccer and he plays soccer and he really enjoys it. So his goal is, like, he told me, oh, I want to be the best soccer player in the world. I was just like, ambitious. But me being, like, for anybody who, like, knows me and who has, like, been around me and had a conversation with me, like, I'm very straightforward, black or white person. Like, it's either this or it's this, and there's no in between, there's no gray areas, there's nothing. It's either one thing or the other. So for me, when my son said that, I was like, you don't even practice, like, on your own, you know what I mean? Like, you want to be the best, I get it, you're seven, but, like, you know what I mean? You go to practice once a week, and, like, then, but now he started to, like, watch all Ronaldo's videos, and now he started to kick the ball around a lot more and practice shots and everything like that. I'm just like, okay, now I can see it. So I guess my bucket list would be to see all my kids just live out their whatever sports dreams that they have, just see them live out. I think that's number one on my bucket list.
Do you want them to play football or stay in, like, their sports?
Nah, I'm the type that I don't want to have to convince anybody to do anything. Because that's how it was for me. Like, sports for me growing up was a very organic thing. Like, my parents, my dad didn't push me to play American football. He didn't push me to run track and field. He didn't push me to do anything. Like, it was all my choice, and it happened. It was very organic, because that's, if it happens organically, I think that's when you get the true passion. That's when you see your kids' ambition for, like, what they want their dreams and futures to look like. So no, I don't. If my kids want to play American football, sure, whatever. If they don't, fine, whatever. Just whatever they do end up doing, like I just want them to be like the best that they can be, not what my expectations of them are, but what as best as they can be. And that's it.
You gave them good genetics, so they must be decent at some sport.
Yeah, my kids are gonna be freakishly tall. Like my oldest son, he's freakishly tall for his age.
Is your wife tall?
My wife, she's what, 175?
She's very tall then.
170, yeah, 175, yeah, that's 5'7". Yeah. Yeah, so
yeah, I think it's 6 foot. It's 6 foot. Yeah.
6 foot is like what are you talking about? Because are you 175?
But I'm 170 on a good day.
You 170 on a good day? So that's wild. Short.
And I'm talking like hair up, good shoes.
Hair up, bro. That's funny because you're bald. That's funny because you're bald. Apparently, I'm not. What? I'm stupid.
But... yeah, that was some absurd technical difficulty. Still not fixed, but I switched the unit. But we were on Chiefs and Patriots when I disappeared.
No, we skipped. We
got yeah, lost yeah. No, I was talking about my
his kids.
I was talking about my kids and then how like my sports bucket list would be to see like my kids live out their athletic dreams.
Oh, that's nice. That's
really yeah, nice. So, One more of my bucket list is, have you guys seen Cam's story? Eastus former quarterback.
Cam's story?
Cam's. Eastus former quarterback.
No, wow.
Cameron
Velario?
Yeah. He was at a Serbian basketball game. The fans at this game. Like, there's fire, there's chants.
Is he playing in Serbia?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's they paid him money.
Well, I understand that, but like, what?
East do not exist anymore.
Oh yeah, facts. I forgot all about that.
East has a Division II team.
Wait, what is there a Division II?
Yeah,
it's not on Sweet 3.
Not yet.
They're playing in the fall this year.
Oh, okay.
It's the same as U19.
Okay.
For some inexplicable reason.
So, this will extend our season to the fall. I guess our potting season to the fall.
We're not covering Division Two.
Why not?
Are we actually playing in Division Two, and we're not covering it.
Who's playing in Division Two?
We.
Kwanzaa?
Yeah.
Easter.
We got a farmer's agreement.
Yeah, let's make a good Irons of Europe football team and let's play Division Two.
No.
Forget the Dukes. Let's just go.
I swear.
No.
See, that will be so much fun. But the fees are actually expensive.
I know.
Yeah, we'd have to actually create a club within the federation named Gridiron of Europe.
Yeah, nah,
and that
nah.
That itself would be a hassle.
No, nah,
but
nah.
See, we don't have practices. We just show up on game day.
Hey, we'll treat it just as we treated,
like a beer league.
We'll treat it exactly how we treated the Duke's tourney.
Just show up on Sunday.
Oh, and by the way, the Duke's tourney. Yeah, I hope you're ready for this year. It's gonna be Duke's tourney 2.0. And boy, when I tell you, we're taking it less seriously than we did last year, bro.
Are we gonna be have a Gridirons of Europe team to this?
I'm already working on designing the uniforms. White,
yeah.
White uniforms. White uniforms with gold numbers, and then our Gridirons of Europe logo. Boy, stop.
Nice.
Okay, how are we doing the players? Are we doing a draft or like every guy gets to pick two people?
For something like this, I think we just have to recruit a team together so we have enough people. Us three plus a couple more.
So I think what we'll do is when it comes time, we'll see who wants to play, and then we'll just put it out in the story like, oh, who wants to play, and then we'll just draft players from the names that we get.
Maybe we'll have a couple former guests or things like that. Try to
get people who have some connection to the podcast on.
We're getting Nathaniel and Loris Riegler, two ALS receivers.
That would be something else.
Bro, if you think we're not winning this year, boy, we're winning this year.
Yeah. Well, so this time, we're looking at the playbook, like the rule book.
Our detriment was when we started taking it. That was our detriment. That was our downfall.
So, Osaid briefly mentioned the ELF. I just want to give a shout out to Victor Neumann, who's going down to Cologne very soon here. One of our Predators guys. He's going to be playing offensive line for the Cologne Centurions. Should big shout out to trip? Victor.
Should we do an ELF trip? No, why?
You're such a Debbie Downer, Antoine.
Yo, man, y'all be trying to do too much. Y'all live close to your
mic is bouncing or something.
My mic isn't bouncing. What are you talking about?
Yeah, your sound was going a bit in and out, like lowering and raising, and yeah.
Oh, it's because I'm on my bed. Anyway,
you sound like a guy on his third divorce, like very down. Like, I know.
Brother, it's been a rough off season. It's been a rough.
assaulted him.
I did do a CrossFit workout. So my wife, she does she's a personal trainer at STC, like on Monday. So she hosts like the strength and conditioning HIIT class, and I did the class today, bro. Yo, CrossFit ain't no joke, man.
No, it's hard.
Yo, when I tell you, your boy be yo. It's such a different type of workout that it beats me up, and that's why I sound this way. That's why I look this way. I've been beaten up lately from all these
all disheveled from being beat up at CrossFit.
An idea. Should we start recording YouTube videos like try stuff athletically?
Who are you trying to become, the Sidemen?
Yo, facts. I'll be game. Yo, I'll be game. I'm a daredevil. I might get injured like. Very, very early on because I'm old, but like,
I really want to try rugby. I've
played rugby before.
I have not.
Yeah, I lived in Australia.
But yeah, I'd be game for like going around trying different things, but it would be difficult to get all three of us in on this though.
Not like, if we're committed to it, like we'll just meet in the middle.
For things in like Jönköping and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, let me just tell you, my youngest just turned 4 not too long ago, and we took him to a jump yard for his birthday. When I tell you, I was like a big ass kid in there. I was showing up all the parents. They were mad jealous. They were all sitting around it because the one in Costa, it has like seating, and then like all the parents were like sitting on the seats just like watching the kids play. And me and my wife, we were just out there like we were like big ass kids just having fun. And like
you were playing and the kids were watching you.
My kids were we were playing, and then the kids were like our kids were like just having a ball.
Not gonna lie, when I go with my nephew, I'm like I'm having more fun than him.
Yeah, facts.
Like the foam pit, god boy, I'll be doing triple backflips in there.
You know, be doing triple nothing.
Triple Mac, triple Big Mac, triple burger.
You know, triple nothing.
No, it's really fun going to my niece and nephew at different events. Just getting to be like a kid again, running around in a playground or.
I don't know about you, old guys. I'm still young and kiddy.
Yeah, but you're not a kid anymore.
Listen. You know what hit me like a truck? When my dentist said, like, yeah, this is your final year on free healthcare. I'm like, shit, I'm getting old.
Osaid's going to have to start paying for his dental.
Second question here on the pod. Do you have any more bucket list sports related?
Nah.
I want to watch a soccer World Cup game live. Just any World Cup. But that would be a bucket list item. Or actually, a Team USA or Team Sweden game, specifically.
Team USA? Who does anybody even watch the USA national team?
For soccer?
Man, I do! Why? I do!
Why? Why soccer? I can name you one male soccer player. Well, US.
I don't I don't care how good or bad they are. Of course, I'm going to root for my country when they play.
Okay, God forgive me for this comment. But if your women's team is more successful than your men's team in a sport, you've done something wrong.
It's designed that way. Soccer in America has always been viewed as a women's sport in America for as long as I can remember.
Because Sweden had the same issue. Like, the women's team is much better than the men's team.
Did we lose Antoine?
He got a call.
Yeah, I got a call.
Oh.
Ghostbusters.
Hold on.
No, I think there are a lot of very good soccer nations.
Yeah, keep talking.
There are a lot of good soccer nations throughout the world who just haven't gotten all that far when it comes to women's rights. And women are not involved in sports in the same way because there's not the same opportunities to be involved in sports. So that's why many of the good soccer nations on the women's side are like progressive Western nations. Yes, Canada, Sweden, England are really good at soccer on the women's side. But
England is good at the men's side too.
Yeah, no, not all of those. Like England, sure, they're really good on both. But the Canadian men's team, they're terrible. They've got like two good players in the world.
Yeah, but I don't know the atmosphere. Like, I want to go to Brazil, some big ass soccer country like Spain.
Yeah, but as a Swede and as an American, I would like to watch a World Cup game with one of my countries.
Like, is there any sport team that have okay? AIK has good soccer fans actually, and Hammarby.
Okay, I'm not sure how that's relevant.
No, I'm thinking really? Like our sports fans good in Sweden.
They're okay. I think they're okay.
I'm just used to our busty ass fans.
This is an interesting discussion to have because my theory is that sports that the general public just aren't all that familiar with, like football in Sweden, the audience, the people in the stands, generally aren't as knowledgeable and about football as they would be about handball or soccer or what else is big? Ice hockey. So they aren't really. I just don't think people have the same level of investment in a sport that they don't quite understand, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And also, since they're not as popular, you don't get as many people going to the games, and you don't create the same buzz at an arena.
True, true. Should we jump onto the next question until he comes?
Yeah, let's jump onto the next.
I'm already on this stage of life, but you got a long road ahead. So how life after football will look for Andrea Passo?
My life, I'm not going to have a life after football.
You're always going to be in football.
Yeah, so here's my deal. As soon as I quit playing, I'm going to take on like one extra coaching responsibility, whatever that may be. I wouldn't know now what that is because I plan on playing at least like 5-6 more seasons. So I'm not thinking about retirement right now as a player. I want to play. I want to play as long as my... I don't want to break my body down necessarily, but I would like to play...
Too late,
buddy. Too late. Yeah, yeah. But I've said that as a goal, set as a goal that I want to play up to and including the 2030 season. That would be the year I turn 33.
You turn 33?
Yeah, I'm born in 97.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so Antoine's back. But so, yeah, I want to play to at least 2030. because if I play to 2030 exactly, that would make 25 years playing football for me. Brother. Because I started playing in 2006. So that's like a milestone for me. I like these numbers.
Bro, I'm trying to become a Swedish citizen and play for Team Sweden in the 2028 Olympics for the flag football. That's what I'm talking
about. I don't think we're going to make the Olympics. I'm going to be the Debbie Downer. I don't think we're going to be good enough to make the Olympics.
Why?
I don't know. I just have a feeling.
For like years.
Bro.
I don't know how many teams they're going to have at the flag football Olympics, but bro, I don't think we're in the top 10.
Can't every country be represented?
No.
Why not?
No. That's not how it works.
I thought that's exactly how it works.
In the
classifiers or what's called like an Olympic
class. Yeah, you have Olympic qualifiers usually. Qualifiers of some sort. So in ice hockey, they only have 12 teams play at the Olympics usually, I think. Okay. And only a couple are guaranteed spots. The rest are qualified, have to qualify for the Olympics.
Well, we'll see. Well, hopefully I'll get better by then.
We are one of us now.
I'm not one of you yet. I apply for my citizenship this year.
But no, life after football does not exist for me because I'm just going to step up into coaching even more. And if I have it my way, hell, I'm going to retire at age, I don't know. I'm probably not going to be allowed to retire until I'm fucking 70 or something. But
you're pretty lucky that you started playing lineman late in your career. Your body got saved a couple of years.
Yeah, I think so too. But yeah, so if my life situation allows it, I want to be coaching football when I'm retired, when I'm in my fucking 70s. I want to be on that field two evenings per week coaching football.
Bro, let's be real. What the hell is the world going to look like when you're 70?
No fucking clue. Football might not
exist. AI going to be coaching. Boy, I'm going to put a game plan in chat.
Yeah, bro.
We don't need coaching.
Yeah, bro. Like, come on. Here's the even better question. What is football in Sweden going to look like?
No idea.
It has declined every single year. So I think in 20 years, we're going to be a part of the Finnish league.
It's gonna be Stockholm that's a part of the Finnish league.
I'm here to fight for the survival of Swedish football. Okay, I'm on a mission here.
It's not up to us. It's like, well, it is kind of, but it's up to the players. It's up to the players to have kids and then making their kids be interested in American football and then to be passed down. That it's declining now. So unless the Scandinavians, all the teams in Scandinavia come together and make the SFL, the Scandinavian Football League, this shit is going to be gone, non-existent.
We'll see. I'm more interested in like the grassroots level, like the lower leagues. We need more depth. That's the big thing for me. Right. And I'm hoping that we're going to get a decent Division II and. Hopefully, a lot of U15 teams are playing this year.
You need to build the youth.
So yeah.
You can expand, yeah, exactly. Seniors.
Yeah, you need to build the youth, but also, I think having depth at the senior level, like what was that magazine we posted about
called School Guys
a while ago, where they had like down to Division 3 and there were like 50, 60 something teams active. Like, sure, most of them were probably shit, but that's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Some of them had 11 players and half of them were like drunk.
Yeah, but a lot of people were playing football and they had fun with it. I think that's something we're losing.
What was the name of the team that we just shared them winning the SM Gold?
Uppsala
snakeheads.
But that's a student team.
Yeah, but hold on.
That's a college team.
Let me tell you the craziest thing about this whole thing. These mofos are playing indoor football on a basketball court and actually tackling. When I saw these highlights, I was like, there's no way they're tackling. They're probably just playing touch with the They are hitting on a basketball court. And I was like, bro.
It's arena football.
We do this indoor school tournament in Kristianstad. And it hurts when you're like 15 as well. But I can't even imagine as a 20-plus-year-old playing against other adults on the fucking gym floor and full tackle football.
Bro, oh my God. I love it. Look, I love it. I love it.
I respect it, but it seems insane.
Yeah, when I watched it, I was like, yo, where do I sign up for this? And then I saw like, it's only 4 teams, but still, like, it's still like, I'm like, hey.
It's a college, too.
Hey, kudos.
You have to be part of one of those universities.
I'll go back to school. What the hell? You're nothing but words. You're not saying anything but words right now.
Do you have any more eligibility in college?
Who, me? For college, for football, American football? I have all my eligibility. I didn't use any of that for American football.
I use a track.
Yeah, I did track and field. Yeah.
Okay. How was your life after football, Anton?
Bro, my life was almost.
You kind of half in, half out.
My life after football was almost this year. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I was so reluctant to, like, I was still open to the idea of, like, joining the team. And then, like, I got used to not working out, spending more time with the kids, being around the house more. And I was like, I kind of like this. And then, like, I would go to, like, one or two practices here, and I went to, like, one or two camps in Kalskuga here and there. And I was like, okay. And then, you know, they convinced me to end up signing. So I signed with the Kalskuga Wolves for this season. But
Wait. I don't think you said this on our last pod. Is this the official coming out as a Kalskuga player again?
Yeah. I'm a Kalskuga player again. Yeah, it's official. It was official... Last week or the week before, I don't know, but yeah.
Yay! The podcast has Division I representation.
Yeah.
Why do we never play in the same division?
Well, if Kalskuga would have moved up to the Super Series, which I don't understand. Listen, I
still don't understand. Team, buddy? You're lucky you have the right to still play after playing with an ejected player in your last game.
Bro, listen.
You guys are lucky.
Hold on. First off, why are you talking to me like I was on their team last year? I wasn't. So all of their past transgressions aren't on. They don't apply to me. So I
have no. All of them don't apply, but many do. But last year, that's not on you in any way. Last year is not on you.
Last year, you know, I don't know. They were doing whatever they look, man. It's whatever. They do what they
want. See, shit like this, we're not. I wouldn't let it slide on my watch as a manager.
Ugh, be quiet.
No, you can't. You can't fucking play an ejected player. Like we knew as soon as he stepped on the field. Like, oh, if we lose this game, we're just gonna file a report because, well, he's not allowed to fucking play.
Yeah, I know, but like, were you guys very fearful of? I've seen the plays that you guys were running against Kalskuga last year, and I was like, bro. Y'all were running like double passes. Y'all were running double pass plays in the game.
Like it's flag football. Y'all have mad in rookie mode.
Y'all have flag football plays.
That game wasn't all that close. No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm really excited for the Super Series this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like. So, well, originally I thought that this was going to be our pod where we were going to talk about like the rankings and make some predictions or whatever, but it's not. But the top and the bottom.
Hey, if you have any early prediction, maybe some wild predictions you want to make, you can make it. Just don't get too in depth because we're going to have a big preview pod at some point. Coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, I don't. It's nothing wild. I mean, it's just very smart predictions. I mean, the top of the series for each division is very easy, and the bottom is very easy. It's these middle teams, like three, like in the men's series, 3-6 is like up in the air. Like I don't really know. And same thing for the women.
Yeah, but with the men's super series here, you don't really have to care about. 3-6 because there are 6 playoff teams.
Wait, there's going to be 6 playoff teams this year?
Yep.
I mean, all right.
Okay. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it, but if we manage to get a an extra home game out of it, then I'm all for it.
Bro, six?
To be honest here, boy, you're going on the road.
Six? Yeah, y'all going on. Yeah. Six? Six playoff teams? I mean, three games? Ugh, I guess. I mean, but then that does this. I hate when they expand something and they make it better, but then they make it better and worse at the same time.
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that we should have stuck with four playoff teams because I think half of the league going to the playoffs is good. When you start getting into the territory that more than half reach the playoffs,
that's where you
lose me.
And that's when you get these things where it's just like, where you have exactly what happened last year. Last year was dumb. So, anyways, but that's where you get this thing where, like, you don't have to care about the regular season. You just have to not be in the bottom two.
But there is a difference, though. Like, so being three or four means you host another game, which is good for the good for the club as a whole. And getting one or two means that you're guaranteed a place in the semifinal. So there are like three different tiers within the playoffs where it's great to be one or two, it's good to be three or four, and five and six, not a great spot, but you'd rather be there than last or second to last.
No. We're having an early preseason, like an early offseason, so it's always good to extra rest.
I mean, I know who I think is going to be at the bottom.
Ooh.
It starts with an A and ends with a K.
Well, no, it's between when I made my list, I had eight and seven are interchangeable. I think all the questions that I have for how good Oslo is going to be in the Super Series is going to be answered.
I always forget about them.
It's going to be answered the first game. So I put them at seven on my list, and I put AIK at eight. But that's just because, like, I know what AIK was in Division One last year, and I don't know anything about Oslo, but I do think that Oslo, they will probably have all the Norwegian all-stars or best players in Norway join their team, and then, you know what I mean? All my questions about them will be answered the first game of the series.
Who do they have in the opener?
I want to say, I looked at it earlier. Hold on, let me, I have it. I mean, just pull it up.
If they have Stockholm in the opener, I feel bad.
No, they have...
Stockholm in the opener wouldn't really tell us much, unless they kept it close.
Yeah, no, Stockholm plays. Oh no,
are they gonna kill the football out of them?
Plays Tyresö.
Oh.
Oh no! Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no!
They play
two,
and then Stockholm plays Örebro.
Oh, that's gonna say a lot about Örebro too, I think.
I mean, they have the same exact team. They just brought back what's his name? Sean? The coach that they won SM Gold with?
Sean?
Isn't it Sean?
Is it Eisenstadt?
Yeah. Sean Eisen. Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah. So they brought him back. And then
Sam, I think it is.
Sam, yes. So they brought him back. But the team is pretty much the same. So it's just like...
I heard there had quite a few people had the players had departed the team too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I heard rumors at least.
They still probably have the number one receiving core.
I don't think they do, but they have two fucking great receivers.
That may we got two.
Stockholm probably has the best receiving core.
Oh yeah. Wait. Yeah, hold on. I misspoke.
Listen.
Peyos has a good receiving core too. So,
Stockholm to me is like, when I'm talking about the Super Series, I'm not talking about them because they're too good to be in the Super Series. So I don't talk about them. Like, they're on a different stratosphere. Same thing with the Costa women's team. When I'm talking about the women's league, I'm not talking about Costa. We know who's going to win. You can etch that.
No, in. There's a hell of a difference. You're overrating Stockholm's men's team. Really? They're not that much better than the rest of the league. They're not.
Okay, so who do you think is going to win the Super Series this year, if it's not Stockholm?
It wants the Predators.
Okay. just to be honest here, just one thing.
I'm not allowed to say anything else.
Their best receiver is Swedish now. Stockholm's best receiver has the same passport as me and you.
But
probably have two American receivers and one American quarterback just running routes like this around the DBs.
Antoine, I think Stockholm are the best team. I think they're the favorites. But just results-based, you can't compare their supposed dominance to the Costa women's team because it's not on the same fucking stratosphere. Like, yeah, Stockholm played a couple really close games last year.
I was on the field.
It's not fucking close.
I was on the field.
They're not close to the same difference in competition compared to the rest of the league.
I mean,
and Stockholm, I don't know where they get the offensive linemen from. They're the only team who's signing offensive linemen.
Yeah, deal. They're signing offense and defensive linemen. And they just signed Nana Olivo. She was my first interview. She plays in Kansas City now, but Kansas City Glory. But they signed her brother, and her brother's a beast. He's played in the Finnish league, and now he's came to stop. Yeah, they're not messing around. They're not messing around when it comes to linemen. And I heard linemen.
They brought in Vrietman as well. He played at Rutgers.
Yeah.
What the heck is he doing there?
At Rutgers?
No, at Stockholm. Go play in the ELF, buddy.
Nah, I'm telling you, linemen I heard were on short supply. And then I look up and then Stockholm is signing nothing but linemen.
See, we talked about it I was talking with some people.
We talked about the last episode.
No, it's hard finding fat people that want to do activities. That's the thing.
It's not just doing activities. You got to find fat people who want to get hit and linemen get stepped on and trampled over and y'all get beat up.
But see, to become fat, you need to be lazy.
But then to become a good lineman, you gotta reverse.
Be that. Not lazy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of mind games being fat and athlete and what
yeah.
It's a lot of balls in the air.
Yeah.
So finding a fat guy who doesn't want to be skinny, but likes to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's kind of impossible.
Speaking of that, I think I'm going to get a glass of chocolate milk here.
This guy. But yeah, Stockholm, yeah, even though they played a couple of close games last year, but let's just face it, at the end of the day, they're going to win again this year. They're going to do a three-peat. And it's not
Antoine, you're taking this as such a granted. I think there are teams that can step up and play with them.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing
you're missing. I'm not saying that teams can't compete with them. I'm just saying the end result is still going to be the same.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I don't think
it's as much of a given as you think it is.
Oh no, it's a given. I wrote it in right now. I circled it. I circled the champions of each division besides division one. The women are gonna win again in Costa. They can order their rings now. They can get their ring sizes and their shirts already made. That's a fact.
Well, yes, I agree with that.
And I do think Stockholm is going to do a three-peat. I'm not saying that they're going to win every game, but the end result is going to be the same. They're going to have a three-peat this year for sure. That's for sure.
For sure is a very strong word.
Then all you other teams and all you other players listen to this, prove me wrong. And then at the end of the season when I'm right and I come back on here, this is going to age so well. This is going to age like fine wine. And if it doesn't, at the end of the season, you have all my permission to go back and click this, replay it, play on that episode. But hey, remember when you said this? And I had to defend myself. But
it would be hilarious now if, it wouldn't be hilarious, but if like Stockholm, they get stuck with some weird injuries heading into the final, and then we get a call store Tyrosa that just rolls in and upsets them in the final because of it.
You think Costa would be number two?
Costa's actually, I think they're number three.
I, I said Costa or Toyota. I'm not giving away what my rankings are going to be.
You just said it.
Yeah, you just said it.
I said who my top three is, okay? I said who I think the favorites are, and I said the two biggest challengers.
Yo,
nobody cares anything besides three.
What makes you think Costa is going to be top three?
Hey, have you seen their roster?
I have.
Yeah. Listen, we base our theories on roster.
I just asked the question. Y'all make it. Don't try to paint me out like I'm saying against it. I agree, but I'm just saying, like, you know, we could base it on rosters all day. Like, at the end of the day,
you gotta sound like a hot shit when I say, like, as a general manager's perspective.
Man, shut up.
In the general manager's poll, Osaid votes Karlstad as Swedish champions.
my list and my predictions and stuff this year, bro. I'm gonna. Besides number ones, I'm mixing it up. I'm just going off of what I feel.
Yeah.
I don't care about what your roster says. I don't care about who you sign. I'm gonna shake things up.
The only scenario some other team wins the championship this year is that Stockholm airplane crashes in the CFL Cup, and they do like We Are Marshall style thing. Like two players are left.
Oh God, where is this going?
Jesus Christ!
That's the only scenario.
Don't listen. Knock on wood. Take that. Don't put that in the universe.
Yeah, no, don't. Do not
wish anybody that. I love all people, especially Stockholm people who play for. Yeah.
Do not put negative energy in the air.
Yeah, but no. I just don't. I for me, it's just like I just don't see. They've signed too many good. They've signed too many pieces on an already good team, and they're the one team who's actually they had a good season. They went undefeated, and then they added pieces that makes them better.
They've lost pieces too, but yeah, I agree. Those pieces they've added up front, I think they're legit. Like O&D lineman they've added, it's going to make them even better.
And even though I know all teams, like, players are switching left to right all the time, and like teams are, I'm not saying all the other teams are not adding pieces, but like, you know what I mean? When you're at the top, I think Stockholm they're doing a great job at being number one and being, you know, the favorites going in. But then they did a great offseason where they added pieces to make them still valid at that number one spot and makes them better.
Wait, quick thing. Antoine, this is a paid ad. Antoine, nice shirt, bro. Where did you get it from?
Oh, from my shirt. You could go on. Are these shirts still available?
No, but we need to give them promotion. They give us a lot of free shit.
Oh, from Contact Sports. Yeah, I love Contact Sports.
For all your sports needs.
For all your sports needs. Yeah. Is our discount code still available?
I don't think so.
Try putting in shit show. Who knows? I don't think they moved it.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah,
you get 5% off.
But yeah, for all your listen, it's off season. The season's right around the corner. If you need new cleats, gloves, visors, helmets, shoulder pads, whatever, any of your football. Listen, you see Philip Ulin all the time. He's testing out all the products in there. He's doing a great job on Instagram, putting out content for them. So yeah, man, check him out. And
hey. I was there I think about a month ago, and I got all new shit. I got not a helmet, not yet at least, but I got new shoulder pads, new gloves, new shoes.
Out here looking fresh.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All of that shit is going great. I love it.
Yeah, this
is Contact Sports, man.
I think they're the I think because I've been looking for purple gloves for a long time. I think they're only besides their competition doesn't have purple gloves. So if you play for Limham, if you play for Karlskoga, you need some purple gloves. Yeah, they got them. They got them. Yeah.
And you're a Gryffindor or a wolf.
Yeah, man.
You want to find your purple stuff.
Get your purple shirt. I know this too because before I joined the podcast and before I like. This podcast was even the thing. I ordered white white leggings from Contact Sports, and they sent me Limham Griffin's leggings, leggings with their logo. So I was in Call School Group with Griffin logo on my my long
give
white.
Give him a refund.
I don't need no refund. Nah, they hooked it up. They hooked it up at Duke's with the gloves.
That's true.
Yeah, man. They've been good to us. I kind of stumbled out the gates joining the team a little bit later. I kept talking about their competitors, but we're good now.
Yeah, we were almost dropped.
And it would have been completely my fault, and then we would have been out here flapping in the wind.
No, but hey, we love Contact Sports. They're the shit.
I do the best commercials for them on my other pod. Like, they're so cringy. Like, you're lucky you don't understand Swedish.
We're gonna clip those out from your podcast. We're gonna add them into this one.
You understand how, like, I got one with Albin Forsman.
Uh-huh.
Like, the amount of cringe in it. Like, me and him were crying in the video call.
Oh my god. That's hilarious. But yeah, man. So where were we? Yeah. So
don't forget that if you want to get the latest, the Rydell Axiom helmet, they are the only place
in Europe.
Is it in all of Europe even where you can get that form fitted in store at Contact Sports?
Bro, what Andre meant to say was, if you're rich and you have an extra 17,000 laying around somewhere that is going to nothing else, and you want a new helmet, and you want to take a trip to Kuhansta, and you want to go and get fitted and measured and whatever else they do to get your measurements right for your head, and then, you know, drop 17 G's on the helmet, go ahead, do your thing.
See, as a parent, Antoine, for real, like, if your kids told you, like, yeah, I need this helmet, would you, like, give him an uppercut?
Listen here.
Give him a shovel and tell him, like, start working, earn your own money, boy.
Listen here, your boy likes swag. And I'm a firm believer. And if you feel like you look the best, you're gonna play better. I'm not saying you're gonna be the best out there, but if you feel good and you feel absolutely confident in what you have on, and you're like, bro, I look good, you're gonna play better to you. So if my kid came up to me and was like, yo, dad, I need this helmet. Yeah, he gonna be. Yeah, they're gonna be cutting a lot of grass, but they're gonna earn it. They're gonna earn it. They can get it, but you gonna earn it.
Well, Syed, do we want to get to one more of your discussion topics before we get out of here?
Of course, I got. Wait, I never said my life after football.
I didn't even say mine.
You said family life, Antoine.
Isn't that enough?
I said I was enjoying that this year. I didn't say that was my life after football.
You insinuated it.
Yeah, I got three kids. Yeah, let's just be real. That's the only thing I got going for me. I don't know, man.
Get a minivan and start driving to soccer practice.
I would never drive a minivan. That's a fact. I would buy 17 SUVs just to not get a minivan. Life after football. Yeah, I don't know, man. But
Antoine, make sure you make time for yourself even after football. Event that does not have to do with the family.
CrossFit your life away.
Oh, well, it's probably going to get edited out, but, like, we were talking about, like, starting therapy this year. Your boy low-key might be a narcissist, so, like, I always make time for myself. I always make time for myself.
Okay, so that was poor advice. Do not listen to Andre's life advice.
Don't listen to me. Well, listen to me most of the time, but not all the time. Because some stuff is very self. I'm a very self-serving individual.
But aside, life after football, aren't you going to be the GM for the Predators forever now?
Boy, listen. I don't know how those guys do it for that long. Jesus Christ. Being in team management is a headache.
Bro, I can imagine. You cannot
take out that anger on the field. So that anger is in. And boy, if I see a punching bag.
Osayed, you're going to be able to take it out this year in Division 2 in the fall. All of your frustrations built up.
Well, I'm going to knock some receiver out.
Yeah, man.
I actually started a new job at ASM scholarships. So if you're interested in playing overseas in any sport, contact me. I can hook you up with any college of your choice, any division.
Yeah, yeah. Aren't you studying to be like a manager, a sports manager?
Yeah, I study sport, man. That's where I got that job.
Hey man, I'm in the future. This is my future plan. This is your future plan now too. So if my kids actually do somehow end up becoming the best at whatever sport they play, I'm gonna sign you as their manager, and then we're just gonna exploit them and make all their money. I'll allow you to skim off the top. So, no, I'm kidding. That's terrible.
You know, child actors contract, like they get 20% and the manager gets 80, like something like that.
Brother. I mean, let's not talk about Hollywood. I've been listening and reading too much stuff about Hollywood, and I just can't. Your boy be stressed out about the stuff that's coming out.
So, but life after football seems interesting. I don't know. It's hopefully all of us make survive and we don't get depressed and I don't know. So, next question.
That was depressing.
See, if I can even read my writing, I will give myself.
Okay, quick rant here. People who write shit down and just an hour or two later are not able to read what they wrote, those are the worst kinds of people.
Yeah, that means you have...
If you do not understand your own writing, fucking give up.
Yeah, that means you have terrible penmanship.
He's a teacher. Crazy. That's why. He had this on his heart for a couple of months. He's a teacher now.
Mm.
So some kid wrote an entire essay and couldn't even read it himself. So
Andre here. That's why I couldn't. See, this is why I couldn't be like a teacher, because I would get a paper and I couldn't read it and I would just fail you off. It could be the best paper ever and I would read one sentence and I'd be like, nope, F.
Antoine, every written assignment is on computer now.
And that's what's wrong with the world. Do you not?
Maybe see that's that? Why okay, so Grandpa, many. Maybe that's why stone. So many. Perhaps you know that's why so many people like, can't read their own writing.
Yeah. You say, Grandpa, at least I have perfect penmanship in cursive and in normal text.
I also got a pen for an iPad. Doesn't make me good at writing.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways,
Let's go back to that. Let's see. I wrote stuff.
All right, what'd you write? Come on, man.
Sports you would like to try. This is like after football or between football.
Sports I would like to try.
Or you wish you've tried when you were younger.
But I tried so many things.
Yeah, you wanna know what's crazy? There was one sport that I wanted to play in high school. And if it wasn't in the spring like track and field was, I would have definitely played lacrosse.
Ooh, lacrosse.
It was to a point where like I was contemplating quitting track and field.
So what is it that speaks to you when it comes to lacrosse?
All my friends, not all my friends, but a large, like a big.
You hung out with rich white dude?
Yeah, I lived in the suburbs, man. the high school that I went to, it's pretty good. But yeah, so a group of my friends, they played lacrosse, and then I was just messing around, like we were messing around in like our school's like lobby or main entrance thing, foyer. Whatever the hell. And then I was just goofing around. And then one of the captains on the team, he was like, yo, do you realize like what you're doing? I was like, bro, I'm just messing around, having fun. He was like, bro, you're doing moves that like it takes people like years to master. I was like, yeah, that's because y'all take it too seriously. I'm just goofing off. And then it was that. And he was like, yeah, you could be really good. You should come. And I went to like, I didn't go to practice. I like went home. I mean, I was like, mom, she's like, yeah, what's up? I was like, I'm thinking about playing lacrosse. And then she's like, oh, that's great, because I was thinking about signing you guys up for lacrosse, blah, blah, blah. And then to me, it was just like, I always had this thing of like wanting to change like not like cross boundaries. So like obviously, there was no black kids in my high school playing lacrosse. Obviously. That's just a fact. So I was like, oh, maybe I could be black and then be good at lacrosse, and then it'll be easier for me to get like scholarships to schools. So I was thinking about the bigger picture, because
you could be a trailblazer.
Exactly. And that's what it fed into the narcissism of like, this is real. This is real. It feeds into the narcissism of like, all right, let's do this. Because so lacrosse was definitely one of the sports that if I could go back, I don't know. But see, that's the thing too. Like, even if I could go back, I don't know. It was like gambling. Like,
gambling. You probably make the same decision if you had to again, but you wish the seasons were different.
I just wish it was. I think if I would have, because this was my junior year, and then my junior year track and field, this is when like I was starting to get recruited like heavily. So I think if it was a year prior, and I wasn't like recruiting wasn't starting to become a thing and things like that, I think I would have played lacrosse instead of track and field.
Okay, and a quick honest question here. As a former track star,
huh?
Like, after college, if you don't make it to the Olympics, you're just like, yeah.
Bro, you're a bum.
Yeah, like, I'm kidding. You just start a normal job, right?
Nah, you're not a bum. So, like, if, like, all right. And America is kind of weird. So in America, let's say you've hit the Olympic qualifying standard for your event. That doesn't matter. You have to place at the U.S. Olympic trials. You have to place in like the top three in order to get on the Olympic team. So you could have hit the Olympic qualifying mark, but because you didn't place, like you have a bad meet and not place top three, you're not on that Olympic team. And this was the controversy that Mondo, what he was doing. So his dad was obviously American and he lived there, but he got extra meets because he competed for Sweden. So he can compete in like the European Championships and all that stuff. So once you hit the Olympic qualifying mark, typically you'll end up making the Olympics. I don't even think, does Sweden have like,
I can't speak to that. I don't know.
Sweden is good in like the pole jumping thing. I don't know.
That's what I was just talking about. Mondo, he has the world record. He breaks it every time. But yeah, so like for America, like track and field, like if you don't make it onto an Olympic team, you gotta think the Olympics are every 4 years anyway. So you gotta think they're still professional athletes. So there's still meets that you can compete in and make money. It's not a crazy amount of money, but you can make money. You could be well off. I mean, it's better than a day job.
So, Andre, what other sports besides? Because you played like handball and soccer.
Yeah, I've done a bit of everything. I had a very short 3-game, one winter going into spring handball career for a very bad under 20 team.
Now, is it fun? Is handball fun?
Yeah, I think it's fun. I practiced 2 days a week for maybe half a year, and I played 3 games. That's all of my handball experience. So I can't really speak to handball that much. I always thought it was like a fun thing to do in gym class at school here in PE, and I thought it was fun playing, even though I didn't really know what I was doing.
Yeah, facts. I mean, because that's the only time I played handball was in high school gym class. And, like, to me, like, I was like, bro, this is – I mean, I know we're not playing it right, but, like, scoring goals is easy. So if I was a goalie, I'd be stressed. Your life is just stressful because they're scoring all the time.
Yeah, you can't, have self-respect being a goalie.
You can't.
A common handball game, you can play great as a goalie and you still allow – 27 goals.
That's crazy.
It just sounds nuts.
Yeah.
But think of it more like basketball, where you go back and forth, and you every now and then, maybe
maybe around 40% of the time you'll score on one of these possessions. True. Like they're similarly structured handball and baseball, where you usually have one team runs up the court and then they pass it around near the goal and then they make a shot and then they go back to the other side of the court. Basketball is very much the same thing. You get close to the basket and you pass it around for an offensive possession. You usually get a field goal shot off. Then the other team comes down the gym. Like, it's the same sort of game flow almost in these two sports.
Bro, do you hear how you mix in like 18 sports?
You said get
a field goal shot, and I was like, field goal shot. Oh, like a regular shot.
In basketball, it's called a field goal. Come on, man.
It's called a shot, my man.
I know. I'm just being more official.
I know. Yeah, you like your technical terms. Okay. All right. Oh, speaking of
basketball, what other sports that he didn't play,
bro? Like what other like this?
Like I wish I played like. God, I've tried playing rugby. It's I got same. Left on red by the team close to my area.
Oh, no.
Vicko, in like a big-ass city, had a women's rugby team. No men's. No male.
Poor no you.
Hermano.
Poor you, Osaid. Poor you.
The closest team, like I was, Kalmar. It's pretty close to Vicko when I lived in Vicko. I'm like, yeah, maybe like 20 minute driving. But boy, when I tell you, it was on the other side. Like it was one hour and 50 minutes drive away.
Jeez.
I'm like, no, I'm not going to that practice. Like they practice on an island somewhere.
Could be nice.
God damn. So God knows I've tried playing rugby. Handball could have been nice because there's a lot of pro leagues out there.
Yeah, what happened to your baseball career?
I got two gloves.
That does not answer my question at all.
It does not.
I started. See, the American football team takes a long time of my day.
Bro, you're too young to be. How old are you?
Well, you know how much shit I'm a part of? Yep, I got the Nordic Lions thing. I got the Predators thing. I got the ASM thing.
You're doing a fantastic job of not answering my questions.
He's 22 years old.
I'm 22. I'm bald. Boy, I'm stressed out.
22? My God. When's your birthday?
June 23rd.
June 23rd? Oh, you're... Where are you? Yeah, your birthday's in June like me. So you'll be 20. So you'll be 23 this year?
I think so.
You think?
Yes, he will be. I will confirm all of the number things for us. Yes, he will be 23 this year.
After 20, I stop counting. Like... Okay,
bro. See, that's not
besides saying it on the pod now.
No, you better start cherishing all your birthdays in your 20s. Love them, love it. Each and every single one of them. Because when you turn 30, it is all downhill.
See, look at me. I can never find my birthday anywhere.
Look at me.
I'm slowly approaching 30 here, and I'm dreading it. It's like, I'm just 26, I'm still young, but here comes 27, and then there's only 3 years left,
Be afraid. There's no reversing the clock, there's no turning around. Do everything that you, like we're talking, because you talk like an old man, like, oh, what is your dreams after football, blah, blah. You're 22. You need to be doing every single thing that you want to do right now because
I'm doing it.
It's downhill.
But no, I actually don't feel like I'm getting old when I'm like at my daily job or things like that because, well, sure, I'm surrounded by a bunch of fucking 17-year-olds, but I'm also surrounded by a bunch of other teachers, and I'm like, I'm like the youngest out of all of my colleagues. Hey, I've got so much time.
Yeah, bro. Let me just tell you how my life's been going. My man, I pulled out a gray hair yesterday, right? Yesterday from my beard. I pulled out a gray hair. Tell me why I woke up this morning and I had 3 more gray hairs in my beard. Three.
You've been with your kids for too long this week.
Brother.
Oh, actually, speaking of gray hairs, I kind of freaked out internally when I heard this, but my hairdresser said that she found a couple gray hairs in my big, beautiful stack of hair. And I almost freaked out internally. I like, no, not a gray hair.
You almost freaked out internally? No, freak out internally. That's terrible.
Be thankful. You have at least hair.
With all of my hair, if I have like 3 strands of gray, I think I'm doing all right.
Yeah. You are. You're doing pretty good. But that three will quickly turn into... When you're 30, you'll wake up every morning with new gray hair.
Just like, embrace the silver fox in you.
Bro, I
you were born before Christ.
Well, no, because my grandfather.
What are these insults?
I'm old. To him, I do seem like, to a 22-year-old, anybody who's 33, they're going to seem ancient. Like, what? Like, dude, how old?
He was grown when I was not born yet. How old were you in 2001? How old were you
in 2001? I was 11, bro.
Okay, you're not that old.
He's not that old, man.
When you say 22, that's the thing too. When you're 30, when you're in your 30s, right? And I go to football practice, and then you got all these like little U19 kids who just started playing, and they, like, come out there. I'm like, oh, how old are you? Like, oh, 19. I'm like, what? Like 19, I'm like, bro, my son is half your age. Like, my son, my kid is half your age.
I mean, Antoine, I kind of had the same feeling, like, starting a year or two ago when all of our quote-unquote old guys quit playing in Kikwansta.
Yeah.
We got to a situation where at many practices, I was like, the oldest or the second or the third oldest player at practice. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? Okay, we've got this one like 37-year-old and then one 33-year-old and then it's fucking me at 25. And I was like, well, how is this possible? And then everyone else is like between 19 and 21. It's like, how? How is this our senior team?
Could you imagine how LeBron James feels?
Like, yes, I can.
This man, when that player told him, like, yeah, you played against my dad. He's like, this man is
the oldest active player in the NBA right now. The oldest. There's no one older than him. Period.
Isn't he like a top 5 player still?
Yes.
How old is he now?
He's 39.
Is he 40 yet?
He's 39.
He's 39?
39.
Yeah,
he grew up in the same. No. Yeah, he was 18 in 2001, right?
No, he was 18 in 2003.
Three. So you almost grew up in the same age groups.
Yeah, I went to the McDonald's High School All-American game that he played in Cleveland in 2003.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. When I tell you people were – it got to a point like they were up so big in the game, and then it was like fourth quarter, and then he like started laying it up. He started laying the ball up instead of dunking it because obviously it doesn't matter. The people started booing him. For laying the ball up. At 18.
I said it before. Can we just discuss how successful of an athlete he's been? No scandals. He's been famous since he was 16.
Yeah, he's been
no scandals.
Bro, if
I was 16 and famous, I would have like eight jail times.
I tell this story all the time. This man had a $10 million check written from Adidas on the table. And then the CEO of Adidas was like, if I check my bank account later on and $10 million is missing, I know we had you sign. This man turned down that $10 million. This is a kid from poverty. He turned down that check and went back to class in high school. Went back to like history class.
LeBron, for some fucking reason, gets a lot of shit in the media.
Well, yeah.
And on social media especially. But if you ever want a role model for your kids, take a look at LeBron's career, because that man is a role model.
He's done everything right in his NBA career. And his NBA career,
professional career.
And his professional career and his personal life, he's done everything right.
Boy, we have a podcast that nobody listens to and we got in trouble.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Oh, facts.
Oh, facts.
All facts. So imagine if we had the same attention he got.
Bro, like,
got any girl pregnant? If you were famous at 16, how many females would have been how many Bikini Antoines would have been out?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If me at 16 was on the cover of Sports Illustrated
as the chosen one,
and I had to then go walk around high school. We're not gonna put me in LeBron's life, because my career would have been over year 5. Probably
the child support check would have been higher than your NBA salary.
Bro, my career would be over. My career would have been over. Wait, I would have been like
the dictator who's like half of the one third of the population is his kid, like related to him.
Yeah, you think Nick Cannon has a lot of kids, bro? Change my life over and give me LeBron James' life.
King is Khan.
It's a wrap.
Oh yeah.
It's a wrap.
But no, sports. I would have wanted to play.
Go ahead.
You still on the topic?
just making sure it was okay to go back to the topic we were
at. Yeah, we need to end this. We're 71 minutes in.
Yeah, I know. But hey, I think, I mean, it's probably too late now. I might be able to have some fun at a low tier, but I think I should have played organized basketball at some point. That's something I should have done.
So my son told me that he wanted to play basketball, right? And I'm just like, yeah, that's fine, but like,
where? Yeah,
wait.
So that was the thing. Now that I'm talking about it, I remember that when I was a kid, I don't remember how old I was. If I was 8, 10, 12, probably somewhere around that range, I was talking about, hey, I want to start playing basketball, and we looked into what teams were in town, and well, they had a team in my age, but they didn't play any fucking games.
Yeah, because
it was just a team that practiced, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna play I don't get to play games.
Yeah, same thing with my daughter. So my daughter does gymnastics, right? And and she can't tumble, like, at all. She knows no tumbling. She can barely do a cartwheel. I'm just like, bro, what are you learning at gymnastics? What are you actually learning?
But how old is your daughter?
6. Wait, I mean 7. Yeah, 7, 6, 4. Yeah. She'll be 7 this year.
Yeah, so I think there's this thing in Sweden where we don't actually start getting into what the sport is actually about until way later than like every other country does.
And that's so counterproductive, because how do you know if your kid's going to be great or not, and if you're not wasting your time?
Here's China out here coaching up their ping pong players and their gymnastics teams from their 3 years old. And here's us. Have you seen the camp? Let's play.
Japanese baseball is the equivalent of like military boot camps.
Bro, I would send my kids to, if my kids were actually serious, I would send my kids to one of those camps or one of those programs in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Because
just one baseball contract.
Because how else do you actually know what you can be if you don't, you know what I mean? If you don't actually push the limits of what you can do.
How else would you get a boat? Like, listen, with the MLB salary.
Antoine needs his boat.
I need a goddamn boat. I'm not messing
with that. So we missed giving out awards this year, unfortunately. But favorite running bit, now that I heard it again, it's definitely Antoine and his boat. That was definitely the best bit.
The best bit from last year.
The AIK shit.
Come on, man.
Okay, fair enough. But Antoine needs a boat is pretty high up there.
Boy, we lost followers on yours. See, Andre, you the good one, and you got into trouble for a comment. Imagine if you were LeBron James.
Hey, I got punished for that on the field. AAK, they targeted me.
I got what was coming. Let's end this on a good note. I need to sleep, guys.
Yeah, I need to go back to listening to Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
Gold, pure gold.
I'm determined. I'm too invested in it at this point. I'm 2 hours.
Listen, I finished listening on the way to school today. Like all the 50 minutes in, I finished. I'm like the entire way to school and back, like 1.5 hour, not listening to anything because I'm like, how could I top this? I'm just sitting in quiet listening to my thoughts. I'm like, I cannot top this.
Yeah, they need to make a show, a movie, something. I need to see this acted out. I have to.
I need to see Legion.
And I'm not even, and I'm 2 hours in. I'm not even nowhere near done. Yeah, I need to see this.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
What's the opposite of an intro? Do that.
Outro. Hey, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Maybe a bit of a bullshit pod, but we had a lot of fun. Hopefully there was something interesting to listen to. Until next time, I think we're going to start cranking out some more content here as the season here is slowly approaching. We've reached March, so kick off we go. March and I Madness. Hope... hey, that's basketball. We don't have March Madness. I hope all of our loyal listeners from last year, perhaps some more people, will come back as we get into the swing of things heading into the season here.
Oh, we do. Yeah. We got some things planned. Unknown. Well, we don't know that. Yeah, we do. We do.
Do we?
Yeah.
We know we're gonna do previews, and we know we're doing power rankings.
Yeah.
We know that much. Until next time, thank you everyone for listening. Bye-bye.